Good morning, Master. What? Why shouldn't I call you my master? I'm a slave, aren't I? Okay, fine. I'm a criminal paying her debt to society, or whatever. I'm not getting paid, and I can't leave, so that makes me a slave. Well, yeah, okay, I did break into your magic school to steal from you. But you humans stole this land from us goblins and cut down our forest to build your stupid cities. Yeah, well, that's what my great-grandma told me. Okay, by Mglubyet, you don't need to get so grumpy. Get to work washing your beakers. Some of these smell really weird. What do you keep in them, anyway? I don't know what any of that stuff is. Do you, like, use it for magic, or... Okay. Ooh, this one smells tasty. Can I lick it? Calm down, I wasn't really gonna. See? They're all clean now. I like these beakers. They're so long and thick. Hey, put me down! No. Hey, you... Hey, you can't bully me just because I'm your slave and I'm you're twice my size. No! Give it back! I was having fun. You don't understand. I haven't gotten any gonk in, like, 2 weeks. Do you have any idea how long that is for a goblin girl? Goblins fuck all day long, every day. At least in a normal, healthy, happy goblin camp that hasn't been taken over by humans. And I'm the only goblin in this shitty human city. No humans want to fuck me. They all make excuses. Like, I'm a married man. Marriage. Stupid human thing. The only men around here that aren't married are mages like you, or priests, and that head priest already tossed me out of the church. Called me a filthy green harlot. Fucking asshole. Yes, of course, I take care of myself. Every night, and sometimes throughout the day, but it's just not, it's not the same. It's not enough. I'll never make it to the end of my sentence. Well, thanks for putting me down, at least. Say, you're not married, are you, sir? Well, why can't you fuck me? You need to focus. Focus on what? Pursuit of magical... Whatever, okay? You, listen, you can do that too. Just, I'll bend over and you can rest your book on my back while you fuck my little green cunt. What? I'll be quiet. I'll be quiet, I promise. Okay. I'll stay here and put your books away. Stupid human mage. What an asshole. I'm busting my cute little ass here every day helping him with his dumb magic stuff. The least he could do is give me a little bit of dick every now and then. He's really heavy. What could be in these? It's so important. And where's that letter? Oh, let me just climb up and put these stupid fucking heavy books away. Right on my ass. Oh. That's gonna be sore all day tomorrow. Not for the reasons I'd like. One of those books fell open. Oh, whoa. This is a dirty book. Well, look at all these pictures. Holy shit, is that a human cock? Oh, fuck, it's beautiful. That's what human women get to suck on. To fuck. Lucky bastards. I can't believe that magical asshole is one of these and he's keeping it from me. I should slit that fucker's throat. Never mind that. Maybe this book will have something that can help me get what I It says here there's a thing called an aphrodisiac. Apparently, it can make humans uncontrollably horny. And all I need is this weird root thingy. Oh, I think I've seen something just like that in the storage room. Okay. All I need to do is get him to eat it or something. Oh, I know. I can put it in his tea. Hello, sir. I have tea for you. I know it's not my job to make it, but I, wanted to make up for my behavior this morning. Yes, don't worry. I got all the books put away. Yes, I am in a better mood. Wonder how long. Sir, are you okay? Your face is getting all red and you're panting. Maybe I put too much in. Oh. Goodness, there it is. Sir, there seems to be something growing under your robe. What? You're getting turned on. You've never felt that you had to come this far in your life. But I thought you said you only cared about the pursuit of magical knowledge. Oh, so now you want to have some fun. Well, it would be really cruel to deny someone who is aching for relief that much. You know, like something a mean asshole human might do. Well, lucky for you, I'm not a human. Don't worry, I'm very experienced in this area. Just let me lift your robe and... Whoa. That is fucking huge. I didn't know that you've been naked under this robe all this time. Oh, it looks so swollen. I've gotta taste it. Yeah, it's real fucking tasty. I could suck on this forever. You look like you're enjoying my small mouth on your huge cock. I've never met a cock I couldn't take to my throat, but I think this monster might just defeat me. Doesn't mean I won't try. walking over to your desk and... Oh, fuck. And bending me over. Oh, fuck. My legs can't reach the ground. Oh, fuck. Lifting the skirt up. Yeah, well, I never wear underwear either. Stupid human cunt prisons is what I call them. And... Oh, your cock. Your big fucking cock is pressing against my tight little green pussy. Guess you're finally gonna give me what I want. I always get my way. Fuck. Yes, yes, don't stop. Slight that thick, hard human cock in me. Oh, fuck. There's more. Oh my god, it just keeps going. It goes on. Oh, fuck. Oh, this was worth the wait. Oh, my. Yes, just slam that cock into me. Just help, you stupid fucking human. Oh. 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 Shoot out of my face. Use my face. Shoot all that human seed all over my face. Yeah, that's right. I'm squeezing your balls. I'm gonna squeeze all the juice out with big yummy peaches. Oh, getting close. That's right, just let it out. Let it out. There you go. There you go. Just like that. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, it's so thick. Covered my face. I think this is enough to keep me fed for the evening. Have to make sure none of this gets wasted. Are you okay? You look like you're about to pass out. Oh, am I gonna tell anyone that you broke your oath? Well, I don't know. It'll be pretty hard for me to tell you one if I'm moaning all the time, you know. Or if my mouth is stuffed with your cock. I'll take that as we have an understanding.